On the coast today, 28 at Maitland in the Valley. This is 105.3 New FM with the Novos. And on 13.10.09 this morning, we're asking about your short trip, long journeys. It took me 7.5 hours to get from Sydney back to Newcastle on public transport a few weekends ago.
Absolute nightmare.
God, it scarred me.
It's just awful.
It's awful.
Mm. I had a terrible one a few years ago over in Indonesia. They have this time of year where everyone travels to their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone, like literally the whole island, this island of Java especially,
yeah.
They all get on their motorbikes and they literally ride to their hometown where they're from. And like every road is just jammed like from end to end. So you know how like if you're driving from, say, Sydney to here,
yeah.
The entire time is traffic. The whole thing is just like a parking lot. We had to go about, I think it was about 40 kilometres, and it took us, I think, 13 or 14 hours.
Oh, my God.
So we left it at like a certain time in the afternoon, and it was, or in the morning, and we got there that afternoon, like the 12 hours later, basically.
Wow, so basically an hour per kilometre.
It was just shocking. And they tried to go, like, back roads using Google Maps, but everyone was doing that, and we're, like, driving. So you go through these, like, country roads where you think, oh, it's going to be clear here, and that there'll be just the same thing.
Did you guys know this time of year was happening, this festival?
We did, but we didn't realise, like, how bad it would be, you know? And we were travelling with locals, but didn't help the situation.
Was it really hot as well?
It was fine because aircon in the car, but it was just an terrible. If I knew that was happening again, would not travel around that time.
Ooh. Well, Craig, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good. How are you guys?
Not too bad. So you've had a short trip and a long journey?
Yeah, you could say that. Back when I was 18, I was a storeman for a mining supply company and had to travel to Wollongong for training seminar. So stayed at my nan's at Georgetown, got on the train at Broadmeadow, hopped off at Central thinking I'd got on the next train to Wollongong, and ended up at Springwood in the Blue Mountains, and took me about another 4 hours to get back to Wollongong. And by the time I got home from training that night, it was nearly midnight, and I find out the next day that my car I'd left at Broadmeadow Station, I didn't have any more because a Pantech truck had backed into the back of it.
And oh, great.
Written it off.
Oh. I'm sorry, shouldn't laugh, but wow.
But then to top it all off,
there's more.
Yeah, I received a fine because apparently when you park somewhere that early in the morning, you can't really notice any signs, and I'd actually parked in a no parking sign.
So oh my God.
Craig, I have nothing to say but play this.
I think, is that the worst journey anyone's ever taken?
I think so.
Sounds like it. So what happened with your car then? So obviously, tell me you had insurance.
No, because that was my first car that my dad had actually bought me. It was a little Mini Clubman.
And, great car as well.
Oh, yeah, it was an awesome car. It was going to be a car that I had for a while, but it didn't turn out that way.
Devastating.
When I inspected the damage the next day, the Pantech truck had basically ripped the back off the Mini.
Oh, my God.
Do you know what, brother? I know this is a small, small, tiny consolation prize, but we're going to give you a couple of movie tickets, all right? Thanks to Reading Cinemas.
Cheers. Thanks,
man. You're welcome, Craig. Thanks for calling.
What a story.
I'm just left. I've got nothing
Newcastle's
to say.
Newcastle's unluckiest man.
I feel bad for laughing, but
it's like, pretty funny, though.
It's hilarious.
To be fair.
Something that would have happened in a comedy.
I know. Unbelievable. Next, though, guys, we are...